Duncan Friday.
You're a prick. It's a good job we have a dump button and we dump the first sort of 5 seconds of the podcast.
It's almost like the computer knows I'm going to say something dumb, so it edits it out automatically for me.
But when I say dumb stuff, it keeps it.
Yeah.
So all of the stuff on Urza Miller's that's record now. That's canon.
I mean, yeah, but
the computer didn't fail on me.
He's not gone to jail for anything, right?
No, and I still made the Flash film, and it sucked.
Mm-mm. I disagree. The Flash film was good.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm really excited about the new Marvel movie. What's Madam Spider?
Oh, from Sony Studio, Madam Web.
Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
I love Sydney Sweeney. She's absolutely stunning.
She was on Euphoria, wasn't she?
She's on Euphoria. She was on The White Lotus Hotel. She's done a movie called Voyeur and another movie, I think. She's brilliant. I really like her and I'm really excited to see her as Madam Web. Because one, she's beautiful. And two, Madam Web is quite a cool character. So if they do it right, it could be a really cool thing.
Well, it's going to be difficult because from what I see, Madam Web is going to be young. And my knowledge of Madam Web from the comics is that she was an old crone. But it is what it is.
I mean,
only thing I know about Sydney Sweeney is that her mum told her not to get a boob reduction. So thank you, Mama Sweeney.
Just because you've got a MILF thing, Dunk, all right, it's okay to have younger, more attractive 20-year-old actresses play these parts. It's okay.
I didn't say she wasn't attractive.
Don't get me wrong, you know, Nigella Lawson, beautiful. Right, today the question is, what movies, games, books and music are you looking forward to this year? So unreleased stuff that hasn't come out this year in the media that we're excited about, Dunk.
Movies, games, books and music.
Yeah, anything that you're excited.
Am I excited by any media this year? I think this is a rare year where it's kind of after COVID. Last year we had a glut of stuff.
We did.
I'm not gonna lie, there was a lot of stuff after COVID because obviously most production got halted. Then we had the SAG strikes, writer strikes and stuff, which has caused a little bit of a ripple in output in TV and media. Am I excited by? I'm kind of excited by going back to the Marvel studio.
Yeah.
By the Kraven film.
Okay, why are you excited by the Kraven film?
Because I like Kraven the Hunter as a Spider-Man fan.
Yep.
And
there is a lot. There's a lot in the Spider-Man universe that they can really go into, isn't there?
There is. Certainly good depictions. So, like, Kraven's he's not really a villain. He's a bit of a villain. He's sort of very driven by his motives, but he wasn't really a villain in the Amazing Spider-Man series.
Yeah.
He ended up teaming up with Spider-Man a couple of times and ended up being friends. So, yeah, I would quite like to see how, because it's Andrew Taylor Johnson. Is that his first name?
Yeah, and the baddie is Gladiator himself, Russell Crowe.
You got old, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Aaron Taylor Johnson. Sorry, not Andy.
We all get old, bro.
We do. We do all get old. But yeah, this will be Aaron Taylor Johnson's third stab at a superhero thing. Because he was Kick-Ass, that was the thing that brought him into the fray. Then he was also Quicksilver, opposite Elizabeth Olsen in Marvel Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Talking of beautiful women.
Yep.
I'm going to say she's more attractive than Scarlett Johansson. Just saying.
Wow, okay. I mean, Sydney.
It's not a hot take, mate. That is not a hot take.
Sydney Sweeney's that's up fine. There for me. You know, and what's her name? Was it Brie Larson? She was up. No, Amber Heard. She was up there for me until she went cray-cray.
Yeah, I agree with that. She was in a film called Get Angry, I think, opposite Nicolas Cage, which was quite funny.
All right, I'll give you a movie I'm excited about, Dunk.
Sorry, Rich. What movies are you excited about this year?
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Is this another part? Is this part of the whole spin-off with
Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be another Paul Rudd Ghostbusters.
It looks better because the actual original Ghostbuster cast are more involved in this movie, so they're all returning. So Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and I forgot the guy who plays Winston. They're all coming back. So, and it looks like they're much more involved and they're much more in it instead of like the last scene in the movie as such. And it's member berries. It's literally member berries at its most. Like, I loved Ghostbusters as a kid. I will always love Bill Murray because he's just such a interesting character, charismatic. And even as an old man, he still seems to have quite a lot of charisma. I didn't think the recent Ghostbuster movie was that bad. It was slow and it took a long time to kind of get going. It definitely could have been cut down in time, but I feel that about every single movie I watch. But the ending was quite good. So I'm quite excited to see where it's going to lead to. It looks quite fun. It looks like it's going to be a good time, Dunk. And I like a good time at the movies.
I like a good time in the movies. I will admit, though, mate, I haven't ever seen a full Ghostbusters film.
Wow. Wow. You just get bored easily.
Haven't. No, I think I've seen when they've been on TV, but it'd be like halfway through or it'd be the final sequence of the film. I'd never see the advert to say that the film was coming on and then watch it. So I'd always miss out on it. And then I bought Ghostbusters and Back to the Future and still haven't watched either. So I think I might have sold it back to CEX. I don't know. If it's still in my collection, I'll watch the original two Ghostbusters films.
Because
I do like Bill Murray.
The original two are great. I think the second one as a child was like my favourite. But they're both pretty good. They're very strong.
That's second one's Marshmallow Man, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, which is awesome. And I think Slimer's in the second one. I think he has a very quick appearance in the first one whilst he's more involved in the second one. Dude, are you excited about Dune Part 2?
No.
Ooh. That's a big one because people are creaming their pants over this Dune stuff.
People are creaming their pants about Dune, and I think what most people are creaming themselves over is the shape of the limited edition popcorn bucket.
Okay.
Because it looks like a fleshlight with teeth. I don't know why people think, oh yeah, a sandworm, I'm going to stick my dick in that. That just does not scream good time.
I mean, I think all products should be made with the idea of, you know...
Can it be fucked?
Yeah, want customers wanting to stick it up...
Mate, I'll be honest, in a desperate enough situation, I think most things could pass the can it be fucked test.
Oh, yeah.
So, putting teeth on it is not going to put off the horny bastards that are going to want to watch it.
Yeah, Joe.
I don't know, from what I've seen about Dune 2, it's going to have some amazing cinematography. I think the fight scenes look really good, and it does slightly make me warm towards Timothy Chalamet.
He's the main dude, biggest... right?
Yeah, he just played, he's the main dude.
Wonka.
Yeah.
Why is he blown up all of a sudden? Like, he's in every fucking movie.
Because he's got a twink look, and I think people like that.
Okay, I was trying to figure it out, because to me, he doesn't do anything for me. Like,
He's a bit of a femboy. Not that that's a bad thing.
No, it's
but
not
I
a bad
think
thing. Not at all. It's,
among Gen Z,
that makes sense.
I think that was a very popular aesthetic.
Fair
so
enough. I'm a Ryan Reynolds man, but hey, each to their own.
I would agree with you on that. He's looking good with a little bit of salt and pepper in his beard.
I mean, he's aged like a fine wine. He's always looked good, motherfucker.
He's looking fantastic, as is Hugh Jackman.
Oh, I mean, Hugh, yeah. He keeps himself in good shape, dude.
Massive, massive Ackman. But yeah,
Is that out this year? Hold up, I'm looking up if Deadpool 3 comes out this year. I don't think it does. I think it's next year. But this year!
It is this issue.
Fuck, that's something to be excited about, Dunk.
There we go. I am excited
by
the prospect of another Deadpool 3.
Wolverine back. Fucking from the dead. Wolverine is back. It's going to be awesome, man. And them two together, I think it's going to be wicked. I think Wolverine's going to be really grumpy all the time, and Deadpool's going to be cracking his jokes. And yeah, I think it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, I love Marina Baccarin as well. I think she's fantastic.
How can it not be good with the charisma that them two have? Like, they're so funny together that there's they couldn't.
Just looking at the cast, they've also... I'm worried now because it's got Owen Wilson and it's got the wonderful Tom Hiddleston, which means that Loki and Mobius are going to be in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool. And I haven't seen series two of Loki because I liked series one, but not enough to watch series two.
I mean, series...
And I don't know if I have to watch that now before I watch Deadpool 3.
No, I don't think you do. Series two wasn't very good.
Was it not?
No, series one was amazing. Series two was a bit of a letdown.
Is that because they struggled to cobble together a story because they couldn't include Kang?
Yeah, Kang was heavily in it. Heavily in it. So they obviously filmed all of this before that stuff happened. Like, he was accused of it, but hadn't had the kind of guilty verdict. So it all kind of come out just before. And he was heavily, heavily in it. And he was his performance was flawless, as his performance in every movie I've seen is. He's flawless in everything he's been in as an actor. It took a long time. There was, I don't know. Again, it was a lot of padding. The good parts were really good, but the padding was too long for me. And the ending for me was a bit like meh, like that's the ending, rubbish.
I've got a game for you, mate. It's coming out in 2024.
Oh, I've got a game.
I'm just looking. I googled 2024 games coming out, and there's literally a list that is incredibly short.
I've got games, and I've got a book.
Okay, I think one of the games you and I have discussed already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is it?
South Park Snow Day.
Fuck yeah, man. That game's going to be fucking wicked. I'm going to get it on my fucking little Switch.
That's coming out in 2 months' time, I think.
March.
We've got one month to wait for South Park Snow Day. So that's coming out, which is just going to be great.
I mean, if it's as good as the last two, and especially the last one, yeah, it's fucking great.
I'll be honest, I loved playing South Park. It was a South Park game on PlayStation 1, okay. Way back when. Yeah, the turkeys were aliens invading the world, and you had to go around and shoot them.
Brilliant.
That was just an aside. Another game that I am quite excited by is a game called Hellblade 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very story-driven game that's an Xbox exclusive, but that I don't think is out until later in the year.
Are the Spider-Man games good, Dong?
Mate, the Spider-Man games are exceptional.
I can't get them on Switch, can I?
No, not unless you suddenly... I mean, you could probably about run it on your PC.
Nah, fuck that. It has to be on my...
Because PlayStation 4 games have started to be ported to PC, and I played the PC version of Spider-Man over Christmas and 100% completed it and got all of the achievements because I was not doing much over Christmas.
Is the storyline so good that it's worth me watching, like, some YouTuber kind of play it?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I think the cutscene quality in it is such that you could watch it like a small episode of Spider-Man.
Okay, I like it. Perfect. Do you know what? The other game I'm looking forward to. Now, no one knows if it's going to be released this year, but fingers crossed it will because it's been in development forever. But it is The Wolf Among Us 2.
Telltale are bringing out The Wolf Among Us 2?
Yeah, Wolf Among Us 2. I don't know if it's Telltale are bringing it out. I think it's a different company because I think they went into liquidation or whatever. I don't know. Or whether they're re-coming back as Telltale, whatever. But yeah, The Wolf Among Us 2 is coming out at some point. And the first one is one of my favourite games ever because it's just brilliant. The story, the way it puts the kind of... What do you call those kind of... What do you call them? You got Robin Hood. You got Little Red Riding Hood, Werewolf.
Oh, the Grimm's Tales.
Yeah, so it's got all them in as characters. And the first season was just so good. It was so much fun. It kind of was the big game that made Telltale huge, and it just done it perfectly, and I really hope that the sequel is decent. If they get the storyline right, like the first movie storyline, it would be epic, man.
I'm gonna quick fire a few. I found a list of games which are scheduled to come out this year, but haven't got a confirmed release date yet. And there's a few on there which I'm really looking forward to. Okay, so we've got Avowed, which is going to be like a fantasy, almost Skyrim-esque game that's going to come out. Hades 2, which is the sequel to the very, very good indie game, which you can get on the Switch, by the way, called Hades. It's a bit of a button masher puzzle type. Yeah, it's a roguelike, but it's fun. And then there is Star Wars Outlaws, potentially, that's coming out this year.
Okay.
Which is made by Ubisoft. It's the first Star Wars game that hasn't been EA made for, I think, the best part of 15 years. So I'll be very excited. That's going to be an open world Star Wars game. Silent Hill 2 is getting a remake this year.
Oh, yeah, I want to check that out. Silent Hill 2 is the better game, right? I mean, I only really remember Silent Hill 1 as a kid. But Silent Hill 2, I've heard people say it's the better game.
Yeah, I think very much like with the Resident Evil series, I think the first game was good, but the second game actually fixed all of the stuff that people didn't like about the first. So remaking the second one first is, I think, going to be the better solution for it.
I loved the first game when it came out, the story of Resident Evil, and it was an epic. When it came out, that game changed gaming, man. That was so fucking good.
Such a good series of games.
Yeah.
I still need to play Resident Evil Village. I have it.
Okay.
Because, you I know, who doesn't want a big goth, big titty gothy mama?
I liked it, man. I liked it. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Well, I'm looking forward to having a good time at some point. One more thing that's coming out that I'm quite excited by. I'm not excited by Indiana Jones. I think the name of the game is... Well, I think the studio is going to do a good job. I think the name of the game is fucking stupid. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Honestly. You have a boardroom meeting for, oh yeah, we've got this Indiana Jones game that we really want to push. The Great Circle. Little Nightmares 3 is coming out. I like Little Nightmares. Little Nightmares is a great game.
Okay. I think I've seen a little bit of Little Nightmares.
Yeah. It's a fun and exciting time. It's not overly complicated, but it's relying on sort of suspense rather than fear, I think, with regards to horror. So
I've got no music that I'm excited about, Dunk, because Blink-182 released their album last year, and that's kind of the only album I give a shit about these days.
Yeah, I've got no music either. Tesseract released their album last year. They're touring at the moment. Oh, I mean, are we counting touring in the things to get excited about music?
Yeah, you can do that. Go for it.
I am going to see Tesseract twice this month.
Woo, woo, he's living like he's in his 20s.
I'm going down to Nottingham week after next. As at time of recording, I'll probably, by the time this comes out, have seen Tesseract. And then, yeah, I'm seeing them in Glasgow a week later.
Nice, man.
Because they're doing half a dozen UK tour, half a dozen UK dates, and I'm seeing both because I'm a sucker. For a good time.
Yeah, sucker for a good time.
But yeah, I think other than that, there's a few gigs that I might go to, but there's no new music that's really been teased that I'm excited by. Which is a shame, I think.
I'm old. Because I'm old now, it's like, if I hear a good song, I just want the song. Like, I haven't got time to delve into an album. Unlike when I was a teenager and I'd have to know their whole musical career.
Is that in part because the way that we consume music is very much on a song-by-song basis? It's quite rare because historically, bands would have to release singles to then sell the album, whereas
now
no one buys the album, so they release the singles and people just listen to the singles in a playlist and ignore the rest.
Yeah, you need to be a TikTok hit and then you're sorted. If I was to make music nowadays, I'm too old. If I made it for someone else.
You're not too old, mate. Make a banger funk track, you'd be great.
I would release singles because it's much easily consumed and you're much more likely to get people to check it out. Whilst if you go, here's a bunch of five, six songs, like, fucking hell, I ain't got time for that these days. Like, no one got time for that. 20 minutes.
Ain't no one.